last sentence of the main subject of Kan Zazengi, Universal Recommendation for Zazen, says, "For you must know that just there in Zazen, the right Dhamma is manifesting itself, and that from the first, dullness and distraction are struck aside. For you must know that just there in Zazen, the right Dhamma is manifesting itself, and that from the first, dullness and distraction are struck aside." This is a sort of conclusion of main subject in Kan Zazengi. It means that if you do Zazen, in Zazen, right Dhamma is manifesting itself, means original nature of the self is manifesting very naturally, and also that from the first, dullness and distraction are struck aside. From the first, distraction and dullness are going away by themselves, even though there is nothing to force them to go away. So, this is very meaning of skandhada. It's pretty difficult to understand, but this is really true what you experience in your daily living. The life is really based on this teaching. When you yourself manifest, if you manifest yourself as you really are at that time, very natural from the first, dullness and confusions and distractions are struck aside, because you are manifesting yourself as you really are from moment to moment. In other words, you can stand up straight right now, right here, but that means you can manifest yourself. So if you can stand up straightly right now, right here, that means you can't be stumbling over distraction, but just go stumbling over from the first aspect of that. Okay? Or, particularly when you get angry, when you are confused, very naturally, you really want to express anger and confusion in your daily living, but I don't know exactly whether it is the best way to keep away from anger or to understand anger, what it really is. So, if you really want anger and go away very naturally, but all you have to do is you must be in the little back scale of the world. In other words, if you do that stuff, okay? Or sometimes, religiously speaking, you pray to the God, you pray to the Bodhisattvas, you pray to, well, Avalokiteshvaras, please help me. Please help me. And during, at least, during you pray to the God, or you pray to the Buddha or Bodhisattva, Avalokiteshvara, Manjushri, or while you are sitting here with quietness, tranquility, well, very naturally, and it is struck aside from the first. But we don't do this. Completely opposite. If you get angry, it's good. But if you express anger, you know too well, expression of anger influences others. Okay? So you can create your circumstances, which is called angry world. So very naturally, people don't feel good, but people get angry to with you. So very naturally, anger is sort of a snowball. But when you do Zazen, or when you pray to the God, well, please help me. Even though you don't know how to deal with the anger, well, please help me. You pray God. Well, why do you pray to the God? God help you? God to take away your anger? I don't think so. Or you believe really God takes away your anger. Well, in a sense, you believe. But actually, intellectually, you don't believe. Because anger is still anger, even though you pray to the God. Even though you pray to the Bodhisattva. Avalokiteshvara is very nice. Bodhisattvas expressing compassion, well, Buddhist compassion. But even though you pray to the God or Bodhisattvas, still there is anger. So you don't believe. But in a sense, you believe. So finally, you don't know why you are doing in that way. So finally, you say, I just pray because I don't know what to do. So you pray to the Bodhisattva, Avalokiteshvara, please. Sit down in front of the Avalokiteshvara, make your mind calm, and pray. That's pretty nice. At that time, well, there is no room to let the anger express. Even for a moment, the anger from the first is struck aside. It's going away. That is our life, okay? So, we have a practice of bowing Buddha. Bowing Buddha is to express the deepest appreciation to your existence, okay? How sublime life is, how important your life is, but you don't understand how sublime it is. How important your life is, how important truth life is, you don't understand. Even though you understand, that is just a speck of dust of understanding of a human world. Just a speck of dust. So actually, we don't understand. But anyway, how sublime life is reality, real reality. Completely beyond human speculation. This is reality. This is your life. This is tree's life. This is a sun's life. This is the moon's life. This is a universe life. So, If it is true, even though you don't understand, why don't you express the deepest appreciation to your existence? How? Let's bow to the Buddha. Touching your whole body to the floor is in way, bow. There is a way to express appreciation to your existence. So before you bow, you must be you who have accepted the your life, how sublime it is already. And then that body you can bow. So there is no ego understanding, okay? Ego consciousness, but selfish understanding. I don't understand, or I understand. Whatever you say, there is nothing. When you are completely Buddha, okay? When you really accept sublimity of your life, of your existence, then naturally you can bow. You can bow. So to bow is anyway to accept, simultaneously to accept sublimity of life. So very naturally, ego consciousness from the first is struck aside. That is Dogen Zen said. So first, anyway, if you do that then, okay, according to Dogen's mention, okay, or Patriarch's mention, or Buddha's suggestions, if you do that then like this, as a conclusion of your practice, then very naturally the Dharma original nature of the self is manifest. Manifesting itself and also downness and destruction from the first is struck aside, going away. But actually we don't do Zazen like this. Zazen is used as a means. At that time, you accept yourself immature person. And then through Zazen, you will want to reach a certain higher level, what is called mature level of human life. Seeing in the future. At that time, the present life is not mature, immature, or unhappy. That's why you want to practice Zazen. So at that time, Zazen is completely mean to an end. So that means you already accept your life, what it is not sublime. Your life is unhappy. Your life is not sublime. So lack of sublimity here, okay? You accept, if you do that then like this, as a means to an end, you accept the lack of sublimity in your existence. That's why you really want to do that then. But no matter how long you do that then like this, it's very difficult to realize real peaceful among his life. So, because at that time Zazen is a means. Means means something you are already created something as a fixed idea. But the end itself is just actual movement activity, which is called Zazen. So just do Zazen. Do Zazen means you are present from moment to moment within actual dynamic working, which is called doing Zazen. Becoming one with doing Zazen. Not seeing Zazen as a thing objectively or conceptually. If you see Zazen as a means, it is conceptualized. That's why Zazen is a little bit something far from you. So that is dualistic world. The important point is you must accept Zazen as very total activity, which is vivid alive from moment to moment. That is, at that time, well, even though you don't understand what Zazen is, anyway, accept Zazen, which means do Zazen. Even though you don't understand how sublime your life is, anyway, bow to the Buddha. If you bow to the Buddha, well, selfish understanding from the first is struck aside. That is skandhara, very natural. Well, psychologically speaking, the component factors, there are several component factors in our living. One is circumstances, the second is, how would you say, sensory world, sensory system, and also movement system, movement world, movement system of your living. And also the gut system, okay? Your guts. You have lots of guts, okay? The world of the guts, and also brain, nerve system. So, circumstances, okay? And also sensory world, sensory system. Sensory system is to accept or to give some information, okay? To get some information or to give some information to somebody and to learn information from the outside, okay? Through sensory world system, through the sensory system, which is called eyes, nose, ears. So seeing, a sense of seeing, sense of hearing, sense of tangibility, etc. And that is sensory world, sensory system. And also our movement system. Movement system is through the body and the mind by getting a lot of information outside, inside, immediately you can do. Okay? your whole body and mind create a certain energy to compel you to act. That is movement system. You have this. That is complete unity of your, well, the sensory system and also nerve system, brain system, lots of things. Then immediately you can create certain movement. And also the gut system, you have lots of guts. And also the next is brain nerve system. And one more thing is that is total personality system. Total personality. Well, so personality, the total personality is exactly center of your living, exactly center, core of your living. Without total personality, you cannot get circumstances and sensory world or movement system, nothing yet. Okay? That is Kalagiri. That core of Kalagiri is really supported by total personality. Total personality is, anyway, character created by Kalagiri in the past, in the present, in the future. My parents, my grandparents, my ancestors, well, that is total personality. So my personality is something I can create after my birth. But this is kind of character. If you say personality, psychological speaking, this is a little bit broad. So my personality is something I can create after my birth, but there is another personality I can create. So I have carried my personality from before my birth. This is maybe my parents. And also maybe I have carried from my parents, from my grandparents, from my grandparents and ancestors. So that is total personality, the whole personality. So if I see myself, here is Kalagiri. Immediately there is what certain kind of a smell. Okay? It's smell. Because that smell is, well, a part of this smell consists of something I have created after my birth. But on the other aspect of my the smell is something I have carried before my birth. From my parents, grandparents, grandparents, and ancestors. Maybe before the world begins. So at that time, that personality is really smell. If you see somebody, here is a smell. Kalagiri smell. But Kalagiri smell is a kind of a result you have judged. But that smell is from where that smell comes. If you research again and again, finally there is no evaluation. Because you don't know from where it comes. You have to go back to the beginning with the past, okay, you have to go back. And you have to go to the end with future. And then you can understand. So finally, that smell is no evaluated. Something no evaluated. That is called Buddha. Or original nature of existence. But that is psychological speaking, that is called total personality. Okay? Total personality, maybe transpersonality, whatever you say. Transpersonality. But transpersonality immediately smell the eyes smell. I smell something. I smell myself as a cousin. So at that time it's pretty hard to adjust, to make myself in peace, in harmony, in evil sense. But in a good sense, I feel good, but feeling good is not always feeling good. It's not always helping me. Sometimes it becomes stink. So whatever I feel from my personality, sometimes there is always confusion. Some confusion, waves. Waves of the mind, always. Feeling good, feeling bad, whatever you say, that is a wave. So, because that feeling comes from anywhere, stink, which is called total personality. Total personality. Because I don't know, what is my cause? Why do you become a monk? I don't know. I know why. But on the other hand, there is a lot of reason. I don't know why, so I can't say. But this stink, that is really stink, okay? Stink. But that stink is completely from where? From where that stink of character comes? No way. You have to really go back to beginning this past, beginning this, the end of the future. So finally, that stink of Kalagiri, which is called total personality, becomes transparent, transpersonality. That is original nature of existence. That is the core of your living, okay? In your daily living, that is the core. You are already under this core, under this huge tree, vast, huge tree, okay? Because it's existing, it's extending to the past and future, your personality. You have to anyway, believe this. Well, believe or not, your life is really there. Really there. So, that is, we are called, anyway, Buddha nature. Okay? Buddha nature. And also, what is the Buddha nature? If you want to know psychologically, that is called Ale Vijnana, in the Buddhist psychology. Or, sometimes, primitive Buddhism says that is a karma. Karma is completely beyond good or bad, right or wrong. But simultaneously, karma is something which is very powerful to carry your life in the sensoric world. But on the other hand, karma is, anyway, if you want to know karma, you have to go back to beginning this past and end this future. Finally, no answer. What is the karma? No answer. But karma is reason. How do we know? In your daily life, you can know. Well, when I became a monk and went to a monastery, and at that time, monastic life was very complete brand new for me, so it made me, it really awakened me every day. My eyes opened wide and looking at everything, learned lots of things. But some other monks are always, creating doubt feeling and indulgence, and they didn't like sometimes doing judging and laziness. But for me, it was wonderful for me. But on the other hand, I felt wonderful about the people calling me, "You are crazy." Of course, maybe so. According to the indulgence, maybe they talked this hard, it was maybe crazy. It's making crazy. But I didn't care, because I learned lots of things. So day after day was really bright. So I just did it. On the other hand, there is a completely opposite aspect of life. Okay? I learned from other monks. So I really want to ask them, why do you do in that way? Why you are? What is the reason why you are in the monastery? In the monastery, you want to be lazy? You want to learn the laziness? Oh, of course, it's okay. Well, what is the purpose? Why? Why are you here? I still understand. But they didn't care. On the other hand, same applies to me. Why are you practicing hard in that way? I don't know. From this point, in everyday life, we can create our own everyday life. But on the other hand, there is other aspect of life you can't create. Something compels you to do. So, your daily living is, in some aspect, understandable, but your daily living is, in some sense, not understandable. So, life is pretty bad. That is called karma, that is called Buddha nature. We don't understand. Because the present, your life, comes from between this past and this future. It's there. And finally we should accept this, and we must be present there, constantly under big tree. This is core. Psychologically speaking, this is total personality. And circumstances, in order to realize this core of the human life, first of all, we have to make arrangements of the circumstances and sensory world, and also movement system and gut system, and also brain nerve system. Anyway, we have to make arrangement. That's why Dogen Zenji said, and Zenji cast aside all environment, cease all affairs. This is arrangement of circumstances. If you are in the metal wave, if you metal wave, okay, the all environment or all affairs, right in the middle of the thing, okay? Well, you cannot be, you cannot experience, you cannot experience calmness. You cannot stand up straight, you cannot sit quietly right in the middle of the thing because there are too many things. You are involved. So, first of all, we have to make arrangement. Circumstances. Instead of expressing hatred with circumstances or destroying circumstances, just to make arrangement. And next, our sensory system. We have a sensory system, but it's not necessary to destroy or to keep away sensory world because we have already. So instead of more than throwing away sensory system or destroying sensory system, well, first of all, we should accept sensory system. And important point is how to use sensory system. So that's why Dogen then says a quiet room is suitable. Or do not allow drops of air to enter or rain and frost to intrude. Or the place of sitting should be lighted and kept from becoming dark at any time, day or night. Eyes should be open, not too widely nor too narrow. So this is how to make arrangement of sensory world. First of all, we should make a choice of circumstances. What kind of a room you have to use? Because you have six senses. You can see this room through your eyes. It's getting really dark. If you paint this wall red, and green, and yellow, it's completely feeling different, don't you think so? So, and also if this room is too dark, it's not good. If this room is too bright, well, it's not. It distracts your mind, distracts the sense of seeing, vision. And also if you choose the room, that the location of the room, which is very noisy location, at that time, it really disrupts the sense of hearing. So important point is, a quiet room is suitable. And also, not too dark, not too bright. Day at any time, day or night. So that is how to make arrangements of sensory world instead of destroying, escaping from, or expressing hatred towards sensory world. We should deal with. And next, the movement system. So, movement system comes from unity of your physical and mental active organs. So simultaneously, your body and mind work, and then simultaneously movement comes up. So, you can't destroy your movement. Sometimes movement comes from instinct, sometimes comes from sensory world, sometimes comes from a higher level of spirit. Sometimes you don't know. Karma. But anyway, there is always movement. So, we have to make arrangement, movement. For this, the Dogen Zen says that that is half lotus position or full lotus position. What Dogen Zen says, place both your hands in the manner, in this manner, close to the body with the joints, tips of the thumbs, the opposite, the navel. Or sitting upright in proper position, neither inclining to the left nor to the right, leaning neither forward nor backward. Sitting in the Zen silently and immobile. This is very simple movement. Very simple movement. Two hands are unified. Your eyes not wide open, not closed, just up. That is anyway unified of the movement of your eye nerve system. Okay? Very unified. If you open your eyes wide, it really disrupts your mind. So, not wide, not closed. And two hands put together, and lips together, and the teeth together, the tongue should be touching the roof of your mouth, and full lotus and half lotus, and just sit down, not leaning forward, not leaning backward, just straight up. This is a movement simplified. By, well, our arrangement. The next, well, gut system for this, we have to eat. Dogen Zen says, eat and drink moderately. And also breathe gently through your nose. But actually, your heart, your lung, and hormone system, or your intestine, your stomach, are completely beyond your control. It's going on. Even though your heart is beating, going slow down, okay? And then you put the gasoline into it and try to get the energy, you can't do it. So, when you see the heart slowing down, going slow down, what that is, I'm sorry, this is a gift. That is the way it is. Sometimes you have to accept it. So, your heart, your lungs, okay, and your stomach, your intestine, hormone system are completely beyond your control. But there is one thing which you can control, that is breath. The breath. And also this breath really influences whole system, all system of the hormone, and also your lungs and heart, everything. Okay? So that is the breath. That's why we try to concentrate on the breath. Taking care of breath. And that time, all guts work very natural, very natural. Circulation of your blood, triggered, impulse is triggered. And your heart is beating normally, very natural. And also next, the brain nerve system. According to brain nerve system, Dogen says, do not think good or bad, do not administer passing kinds, or cease all the movements of conscious mind, the gazing of all thoughts and views, have no design on becoming a Buddha. That is brain nerve system. According to brain nerve system, we have to regulate mind. Mind is characterized by touching to one of the two extreme ideas. This is a characteristic of mind. So we have to make arrangement of the function of the mind, consciousness, of all thoughts and views, have no design on becoming a Buddha. Completely throw away any germination of wishes, thoughts, views. Just you yourself spin with the thing. That's all you have to do. So, Dogen, do not think good or bad right or wrong, because we have to regulate mind, which is characterized by attachment to one of two extreme ideas, that is mind. That's why we shouldn't attach to good or bad, right or wrong, or neutral. That means egolessness, selflessness, okay? Practice of the egolessness. If your mind really attached to good or bad or neutral, immediately here is a thought and view, wishes. The thought, view, wishes create dualistic world. Don't go this, go that way, but don't go that way, to go this way, always going back and forth, and sometimes stop it. Sometimes, even though you can stop for a while, you cannot stop always. So you start to move to the right, to the left again. So that is dualistic world. Finally, you don't know what to do. And your life, you are really disappointed. That is what is called delusion, what is called dullness. Okay, dullness. Dullness is sort of completely going, sinking into bottom of the ocean. Okay? Bottom of the ocean. That is dullness. Well, on the other hand, destruction. Dogen then says, destruction. Destruction is your mind is scattering, okay, in all directions. Even though you sit down here, your mind is going to Japan, to India, to Europe, and all that. That is destruction. On the other hand, dullness is completely, you are sinking into the bottom of the ocean. And finally, you don't know what to do. Whatever kind of delusion of the dullness or distraction, both distract your activity. Distract, live your life, settling yourself in the self. It's very difficult. So, finally, we have to practice regulating the mind. That regulating of the mind is practice of egolessness. Egolessness. But how can you practice egolessness? The Dogen, Zen Master says, if you really simply forget your body and mind, you should throw away yourself into the house of Buddha. That means complete, you should throw yourself away to something. That to something is to your object. To your object. But this object is not merely object, this is the house of the Buddha. So, if you see this book, well, first of all, if you want to deal with this book, you have to throw away yourself into this book. But this object is not the book. This book is Buddha. So, to throw away yourself into this book means throw away yourself into the house of Buddha. That means deal with the book as well as dealing with your life. So you can deal with this book with compassion. It's really compassion you can deal with. By that time, the book really teaches you something. So that is egolessness. And also, at that time, if you throw away yourself, your body and mind into the house of the Buddha, that time, Dogen Zen Master says, when functioning comes from the direction of the Buddha and you go in accord with it, then with no strength needed and no thought expended, free from birth and death, you become Buddha. Then there can be no obstacle in any man's mind. By that time, it means if you throw away yourself into the house of Buddha, that is nothing but expressing original nature of the existence. Very natural. Simultaneous. So, there is a Zazen. The Zazen and you, if you see separately, that is a situation which you can create discriminatory world, dualistic world. Zazen and you, I like Zazen, I don't like Zazen, whatever you say, that is dualistic world. So first of all, you have to make arrangement Zazen and you in the circumstances in a sensory world anyway. You have to arrange all things. And then at that time, if you arrange all circumstances, okay, I told you before, and then you should take care of Zazen, okay? With egolessness. Egolessness. So, at that time you can, the egolessness, practice of the egolessness is to throw away yourself into Zazen. Perfectly. In the serve the thing. Offer your body and mind to the thing. Completely. At that time, there is no self. No self. But if you create Zazen, if you completely offer yourself to Zazen, that Zazen, anyway, helps you. Same thing. So, that's egolessness, okay? Egolessness based on throwing away, okay? Spirit of the throwing away, offering yourself into the Zen is based on the help of samadhi, helpful samadhi. Only you can throw away into the sense. At that time, you cannot do it without samadhi. One pointedness. If you want to practice samadhi one pointedness, you have to enter in circumstance. Cease all affairs and all involvement anyway. There is no chance to involve in sound of the cars and trees, birds, whatever. Anyway, throw away everything and then you can really focus on just one object. This is samadhi. If you practice samadhi, if you are right in the middle of samadhi, very naturally there is practice of egolessness. Because you can offer yourself to the thing. So very simple practice. Very simple practice. And then at that time, if you offer yourself, and then after that, there is no design on becoming Buddha or expecting a reward, etc. No design. At that time, this practice is exactly to manifest original nature of the Buddha system. So there are the three important samadhi, okay? Samadhi and egolessness, and no design on becoming Buddha. No design of expecting reward. That 3 points are very important. Okay? Egolessness. That practice is, that is to regulate the mind. Okay? Mind. How to regulate the mind? Well, egolessness. How to practice egolessness? Throw yourself away, in other words, offer yourself into the thing. How can you do that? By the help of samadhi. One-pointedness. We call heartedness. You can do it. Very natural. So, if you really want to accomplish this, the one thing what you want to do, you have to cut off all involvement and all affairs. Okay? In other words, make arrangements. The young kids are listening to radios and also studying and also trying to accomplish one thing. It seems to be good, but it's not real, okay? Real achievement, accomplishment of doing one thing that you want to do. So if you really want to accomplish one thing with your wholeheartedness, very naturally. It is very natural that you keep over, you make arrangements of circumstances. This is a natural attitude toward life. That's why Buddha said in Dogen Jin says, cease all involvement. Throw away all affairs. Don't worry about certain sound of the cars. Anyway, throw away. So all you have to do, how can you throw away? Anyway, simplify. You should simplify your activity, yourself and object. Let's see the relationship with subject and object. They simplify. See the relationship simplified between you and what the thing. And study or playing guitar, whatever. At that time, very naturally. How can you simplify? Anyway, let's practice samadhi. Samadhi is one-pointedness. If you practice one-pointedness, there is the egolessness. But egolessness simplify your life. Manifest, simplify your life.
because you can offer yourself into the object
rather than study yourself.
And then completely simplify, unify.
That is what is called harmonious, okay? Or regulating. We use the term regulating, okay? Regulating is not destroy, not move from one to another. Okay? Regulating means that all things, many things around us, first accept, and how to arrange them, okay? How to use. Okay? So circumstances, nervous sensory system, movement systems, gut, and also brain, nerve system, whatever it is. And then let's sit down in the core of your total personality. That is Buddha nature. And then this total personality, which is called Buddha, is completely perfect, all pervading. Dogen Zen says the origin of the way is perfect and all pervading. And also manifesting original nature of the existence. If you arrange the circumstances, the nervous sensory world, movement system, gut system, and also brain system, nerve system, very natural. You can practice samadhi, you can offer yourself into, and you can practice egolessness, and also you can do something without any design on expecting a reward. But that is perfect, okay? Perfect harmonious life. That is peaceful life. And then, even though you don't understand what total personality is, perfectly peace, okay? Perfectly peaceful, harmonious, all. This is belief. Belief really helps your activity, your practice, really belief. It's really helpful. So, four important, I told you three important, but four important points. First, belief. That is faith. Faith. Faith is original total acceptance that original total personality is perfectly peaceful, harmonious. That is huge truth. When you are there, you are saved. Anyway, you are saved. And you grow very natural. Very natural. This is okay. And then, if you are under a huge tree and saved, at that time, that is called salvation. If salvation is experienced directly, that is enlightenment. How can you experience enlightenment? Well, first, practice of egolessness. How can you practice of egolessness? Samadhi, one point of mass. And then just do it. And then if you just do it, there is still no design on expecting any reward. Just do it. That is skill. That is really help. That is very way of helping the people. Offering your merits of the path, your practice to all sentient beings, okay? But according to narrow understanding of human life, first you really cut off your weeds, okay? The root of your weeds, and you want to be happy. That's nice, but it is. No understanding. Because you cannot completely cut off a weed. You cannot destroy weeds. Weeds goes anytime, anywhere. So important point is arrangement. Arrangement of our circumstance. How to use the we. And with, even the with is nothing but the being, which is helping all sentient beings. So, that is the conclusion of the main subject in Zazen. That's why Dogen Zen said, if you do Zazen according to the Dogen's mentions, then naturally the Dharma is manifesting itself, and that from the first, violence and destruction are struck aside. Very natural. See? That is meaning of the Zen. We do call it. By the Zen, if you believe I should be happy or I want to do something, this is not real practice. Okay? You never find peace and harmony. So, all you have to, because if you believe that the Zen is always something far from you. And also, not only that, then you accept yourself, well, sort of, you are not a happy person, not a happy person. So you yourself is also a person far from real person, opposite to happiness or unhappiness. That's why it's pretty difficult to deal with you. And also, it's very difficult to deal with Zazen and whatever you do. So, that is not a practice.